white shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about practically how you can change your life forever and what the Word of God says about that. Remember, we've said that we had to find out what the will of God was first, because we need to. Really, that's our ultimate place of fulfillment and satisfaction. So we talked about how not only should you know the will of God, but you should be filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will. Now, we also talked about that just because something is the Lord's will does not mean that it's automatically going to happen. It means that you have to make a decision that you're going to, as Paul said, press on to lay hold of that will. Now, in order, you got to know where you're at. So you have to examine your walk. So he looked at Ephesians chapter 5 that says, see then that you walk circumspectly, examining your walk, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. You have to redeem your time. And we talked yesterday about, or the last time, about this. And I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to all these things. You can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and listen to these things. And remember, you're going to need that website address, because there is the possibility, because we haven't gotten the financial support that we needed for this phase of the ministry, that we might have to go off some stations. And so we're going to continue to do these as a podcast and a video cast, but so you're going to need to go to KurtOwen.com, okay? Obviously, if the finances come in, we'll keep it up, and we'll prioritize that towards each market, okay? So just because something's the will of God doesn't mean it's automatically going to happen, okay? God will give you a vision, but then there are steps to fulfill that vision. And we've been looking at Habakkuk 2:2. Write the vision, make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. In other words, you're going to be headed towards a place. And we talked yesterday about a young man who got frustrated. This wealthy man told him the day that he would sponsor him on a golf tour, right? And the guy, Jesus told him, sponsor him on this day. On this day, give him all the money. And the guy quit the day before Jesus had told the wealthy man to give him the money. And I've seen so many people quit on their dreams that way. I've seen myself quit on my dreams that way. At least I believe so, because there's been evidence of it. Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you quit and you have no idea, because if you quit, God is not obligated to respond to you if you walked away from what he told you to do. But here's the thing. There's a lot of people that when you start talking about writing the vision, making it plain, again, let's go back to 2:2. Write the vision, make it plain on tablets. In other words, it's not enough to have the vision. You know, it's like I always tell people when they say, well, I'm going to get up in the morning and spend one hour with the Lord. If you haven't defined what that means, you're not going to keep it, especially if you're just getting started. Okay? And people say, well, now you're trying to get people into legalism. No, I'm not. I'm trying to get people into discipline. That's what I'm trying to get them into. And this is, let me just finish reading this and we'll get back to it. He says that he may run who reads it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, it will not lie. You have to believe that. You have to believe that what God has told you both in the written word and to you personally, and that you can get into shape. You can do this, or whatever it might happen to be. You can be out of debt. Whatever this happens to be, okay, the vision that God has given you, that it's not going to lie. This can and will happen if you will follow after Jesus. But it says, though it tarries, technically it says wait for it, but in the Hebrew it's adhere to it. And I think I might have been saying Greek all this time, but it's not Greek, it's Hebrew. Okay, though it tarries, adhere to it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Technically it means not be late. A lot of people don't adhere. Okay, and people cry legalism. But let me ask you a question. Do you not realize that when Jesus was looking for people and calling them into his family, that he was not looking for converts, he was looking for disciples? What does disciple mean? It means to be a disciplined one. Everybody thinks it's follower. You know, a disciple is a lot of things. It's a follower, it's a leader, but it's also a disciplined one. And Jesus had issues with his people. The very one who brought grace and truth had a problem with his people when they did not have discipline. Could you not tarry with me 1 hour? Listen, and let me say this about, I'll throw this in here. People say, well, I'm going to get up and pray in the morning for 1 hour. If you have not prayed much over the last 365 days, don't say you're going to get up and pray 1 hour. I can pretty much pray for everybody I know and all the things, barring praying in the Spirit, okay? I can pray for pretty much everybody I know and everybody I need to pray for in about 28 minutes. And that's going through a multitudes of different scriptures. So I don't know if you're planning, if you're not a prayer. And listen, even that can be tough sometimes. Just getting through 28 minutes with all the distractions of life. And we'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow, I think, or maybe we'll get to it today. But listen, you're going to need something to adhere to. Jesus himself said, if you put your hand to the plow and you turn and look back, you're not worthy of it. What does that mean? It means to adhere to it. Adhere to what he said. It takes discipline. People say, well, you know, I don't want to pray out of obligation. I don't want to pray out of obligation either, but that is a matter of the heart. That is not a matter of action. If you're praying to get God to love you, you're wrong. If you've made up your mind you're going to spend 20 minutes a day to get with Jesus because you just want to know him better, that's right. Let me say this, and let me give you this illustration, okay? When I first got married, I wanted to be a great husband. And one of the things that I made up my mind to do is I was going to find a way to be a blessing to my wife every day. That's the vision, right? So this is what I said was, every day one of the first things I'm going to do is I'm going to find one way to be a blessing to her. Whether she knows it or not, if maybe putting gas in her car, that she might not realize that. Maybe washing the dishes and she might not acknowledge it. It doesn't really matter because it's not about how she receives it. It's about what I give, if that's truly what I'm after, is to be loving. Okay, so I made up my mind I want to be a better husband. All right? So I set an alarm on my phone because I'm newly married. I'm not used to thinking about her. And so I set an alarm on my phone to remind me every morning, what is the one way you're going to bless Terry today? People say that's legalism. No, that's discipline and training. People say, well, if you had it in your heart, you wouldn't need that. You are a nut. I had it in my heart. That's why I did a reminder. I had it in my heart. It was already there. I just knew my flesh would get involved. I knew the days are evil and it could be stolen from me. If it wasn't in my heart, I wouldn't have set a reminder. And people say, well, I wouldn't want somebody to do something to me just because they got a reminder. Well, let me ask you a question. Don't you at least value the fact that they want to be a blessing? That there's somewhere on the inside of them that they want to do this? And so that's exactly what I did. I set a reminder. Remind me, be a blessing to Terry. Oh, yeah, I want to be a blessing today. What is that telling me? Is it telling me that, no, is it telling me you've got to do this? No, it's telling me that you wanted to do this, and this is a step you can take to get there. Let me tell you, today, I do not need that reminder. I've been married for 13 years this month, in January of 2020. Guess what? I don't need a reminder anymore. But I did at the beginning because I had a heart to be a blessed husband. I just needed something to remind me and to make me consistent in it. I have to learn to be consistent. There are natural things I'm going to have to do because I want to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. I just don't want to be a convert. I just don't want to be one of those people who shook hands with Jesus and says they know Jesus but don't know him intimately. So yes, I set up time to spend Jesus with Jesus every day. It is not a sacrifice. It is the same reason I call my wife every day when I'm outside the country, because I want to be a good husband. I'm not trying to earn her love. I'm doing it because I love her. And all you people that think this is legalism, you're talking yourself out. Listen, I don't believe in legalism. I believe in the grace of God. I believe I don't have to earn God's love. I don't have to earn God's blessings. I don't believe I have to earn anything from God. Jesus earned it all for me. But my response to it should be one of writing the vision down, making it plain so that I can walk in it, so that I can learn what was freely provided by grace. Speaking of what was freely provided by grace, Jesus does not, today we're going to do miracles on the broadcast. If you need a miracle right now, I'm going to release the miraculous power of God into your body. And again, you do not have to earn these miracles. There's not a single place in Scripture where Jesus asked for a scorecard before he gave a person a miracle. Not one time. He healed entire cities, and there's not one instance where he asked anybody, well, have you been good? Have you tithed? Have you done this? Have you done that? No. It was all a manifestation of his love. And so right now, Jesus wants to do miracles for you. And I believe that I have the miracle working power on the inside of me right now to release this into your life. So I want you to do one thing to start off with. I want you to think about Jesus and thank him for loving you. And thanking him for loving him enough to help you. Now I want you to set your heart and your mind on what is it, the miracle that you need. Doesn't matter what it is, spirit, soul, body, financially, or socially. Now realize that Jesus loves you enough to help you in that area. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for loving your people. I thank you for giving me the miraculous power to give people miracles. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, but ultimately the power comes from you. Comes out of a manifestation of your love for them. I'm a nobody that you happen to choose. But Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, I release this miraculous power into them, into every aspect of their life, to bring everlasting change, for some people to jumpstart them on their life walking with you. In the name of Jesus, right now, receive your miracle. I believe you have it. Please contact us at curtowen.com and tell us about your miracle. Stay tuned for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western